Well, if it seems we're making a big deal out of the Archdiocesan Synod, it's because we are. This is an historic moment in our local church as you and other Catholics help define the pastoral plan for our archdiocese as we look ahead and begin the journey into the future. Next up, as you know, our Synod's small groups. What are parishes doing to get ready? Joining me now is the director of the Archdiocesan Office of Marriage, Family, and Life, Jean Stolpelstedt. Jean, welcome to Practicing Catholic.
Hey, thanks, Patrick. I really appreciate you inviting me on. Yeah, sounds like you have a great show lined up.
Well, yeah. Stick around, you know. Give us a listen. And we our producer, Cammy, always puts together great shows. But we're grateful that you are part of this great show, Jean. Thanks for joining us. Well, we've chatted about the Synod small groups coming up. We've hit that a few times on the show already, and particularly about why we're inviting folks to get involved. But we'd like to take a look at parishes' involvement. So just as an opening question for you, Jean, what's been going on behind the scenes at our parishes as they prepare to host these small groups?
Yeah, you know, it's what we are doing, as you know, and you've seen it in the Catholic Spirit, you've heard it on your show as well, is really the first time anything has been done like this in the United States, right? Like nobody else has done this. Mm. And so every step of the way, we've had to kind of dig in and make a plan and prepare, not only logistically, but people's hearts as well, right?
Nice, yep.
So blanketed in prayer, our parishes are asked to take a look at the people who are in their parishes and really encourage those leaders, people who, and because we're going to need a lot, right? We're going to need a lot of people from a lot of different demographics. And, you know, maybe people who haven't normally stepped up in the past have been invited to bring their talents and their charisms into this arena of the Synod. And our parishes are out there taking a look at their people and just really encouraging them and praying with them and for them that they can participate and be not just so that the Synod itself is successful, but also, the gifts that each person brings, and they would have a capacity to receive as well. So they're very busy, not only finding those leaders and preparing them, but also making sure, clearing their schedules, so that it's not going to be business as usual this fall, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
So they're out there clearing their schedule and preparing a space. Mm-hmm. For something wonderful to happen. I kind of think of it like the wedding feast of Cana.
Yeah.
Right? Do whatever he tells you. And make this space for something really wonderful to happen. And I think that's what our parishes are doing, and they're really stepping up. Already we've trained over 1,200 ambassadors.
Wow.
Over 2,000 ambassadors and over 1,200 Synod small group participants, leaders. So, I mean, there's a lot of people out there that we're really working with.
Yeah, that's amazing. What kind of training are you offering for these ambassadors and small group leaders, Jean?
Okay, so what we want them to be really comfortable with the process. Mm-hmm. And so we help them understand what the process is and why we're doing it. And then we take a look at where we're at in that process. And we give them these timelines of what to do now, what to do in the next couple of weeks, and what to do once the Synod is actually, you know, the small group parish consultation has actually started in their parishes. And we give them an understanding of how the materials work and what to expect and how to lead those small groups. And if, perchance, a parish is thinking about continuing or growing a small group ministry in their parish, we're encouraging them to really leverage this moment. And we will provide follow-up resources for that as well.
I think that's great because, as you were saying, you know, parishes are kind of clearing their schedule, clearing their decks is what's in my mind. They're sweeping off. And let's be honest, I mean, parishes are offering a lot of really good things, but they're having to say no to that good. But it's not as if they're just doing this, okay, And we won't reap any benefit from this, but the Archdiocese is asking us to do this, so we're just going to shut it down, you know, just temporarily. No, but what you're saying is that this could be a moment of parish transformation as well. It's not just about, you know, getting people together in just for the purpose of the synod, period, but also in terms of continuing, strengthening, and maybe even in some cases beginning more of a small group model of ministry. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Absolutely, absolutely. And here's one of the things you were just saying just before, at the beginning of your show, you were talking about how Christ is calling us to participate in his story.
Mm-hmm, right.
Right? And so our archbishop has this beautiful vision of bringing our church forward. And he wants us to walk together, right? Because we know that in unity, there is strength and identity and purpose and joy. And so he's really calling us on. And I think this is an opportunity for all of us to get together and in our parishes, listen not only to the Holy Spirit, not only give information to the Archbishop, but to really get to know our parishioners, to see what's important to them, to share their experiences, and find a way forward for their parishes as well.
Right, and which is, again, it's not something like you put the plan in place and then you do it, but actually this is part of the process of parish renewal and transformation.
Absolutely, and it's a way for us, to, like you said, to participate in that story. To call, to bring ourselves vulnerably before God, but also to encourage those around us.
Sure, right. So, Jean, tell us a little bit more. I mean, you already mentioned people's unique the gifts that they've been given, the charisms they've been given, the things that they can contribute. But I want to give you an opportunity to wax eloquent on that theme for just a moment. So how does the outcome of the synod, and not just advising the archbishop, but also in terms of everything you were just talking about how a parish can be renewed, remade, kind of launched, perhaps even in a somewhat different direction, a stronger direction. How does all that depend on the involvement of parishioners?
Oh, yeah, right. So there's one body and many parts.
Right.
Right. And each part is uniquely valuable. Every individual is given a mission by God, right? Something that he's counting on them to do that nobody else can do.
Right.
And that's part of our unique nature as being as human persons. And so in the synod, when we come together, all of those unique opportunities and missions and voices and ideas and experiences of Christ can be present. If somebody is missing, then it's incomplete. It's kind of like a family Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah, right, right.
When somebody doesn't show up, the table seems empty.
Mm-hmm. Right,
so,
right.
So it's, if we think of it that way, each person brings something unique. And then because we are together in that more kind of a family way, in the body of Christ, in the fullness of the, or fuller body, my goodness, I'm having a difficulty with my English this morning.
I hear you. I'm right alongside. I get you, Jean.
Oh, shoot. But in that expression of the body of Christ, we are more complete when we are present, one to
Amen.
The other, right?
Amen.
So that's kind of one of the reasons why it's important to participate, is so the very best that we can do is accomplished.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the fuller sense of understanding of what's actually happening in our archdiocese can be heard and made known. We all have a lot of concerns about the church and about the church and our current culture, right?
Right.
We've heard about a number of Catholics who don't believe in the true presence. We see the exodus of young people from the church. We see that marriage rates are declining. We see all these things. We see the turmoil in our streets. And all of this begins to affect us. But we know there can still, even in the midst of sacrifice, suffering, there can still be joy because Christ is present. Mm-hmm. And so if we care about that expression of Christ in our culture, the expression of Christ vibrantly living in our church, in our parishes, in our homes, then it would make sense that we would want to bring the best to this synod planning process, because the outcome, the document, is going to be a pastoral plan that guides our archdiocese for sure over the next 5 to 10 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's huge.
Right.
Especially when you think about who that's going to affect. It's going to affect our young people in a huge way.
Yep.
And so we want to make sure that all of that is heard, that all of that can be acted on, that we have everything we need going forward.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we can act as one.
Right, right. I like to give the guests who appear to talk on the show to talk about, I like to give them the opportunity to talk about, well, what about those who are saying, you know, I got so much on my plate already, you know, I'm already involved at church, whatever that may mean, right? And I don't know if I can take the time to, or make the time to be part of one of these synod small groups. Jean, what would your response be? How would you respond and encourage them in that way?
First of all, I totally get that, because I feel some days like I'm one of those.
Yeah. Amen to that, right?
Yeah. And I understand that completely. But what I would say is take that thought to prayer. Because, first of all, we work for the Lord of history, right? So he's always making time.
That's a great point. I like that, yeah.
So take it to him and ask him, what would you have me do?
Mm-hmm.
And ask him to take out, you know, just dedicate that calendar to him and see what you can come up with. Because this is so vitally important, because it's just, we're just really opening it wide to the Holy Spirit, that even if you can only come to one session, come to one session.
Mm.
Come to us, participate in the best way that you can. Mm-hmm. But the other thing I would say, too, is that the Archbishop is setting the table, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And so he needs us to step up wherever we can step up. Don't wait for, on some point, we have to take a responsibility as laity, right? We have to take a responsibility to participate.
Of course.
And that would be, in a way, that's kind of our response. And when you were talking about that encounter with that dearest, deep down freshness of things and mm-hmm. understanding what that is. You were talking about the wind and the way we look and see and hear and act in the world. And sometimes we have to take a pause and recognize, I am doing really good things, or I am doing a lot of work. I work very hard. But is this the work God is asking me to do right now?
Yeah. I think that's
take that fresh look.
Exactly, exactly. I think there is the invitation that is out there, and if we really take time to examine that invitation, I think we'll find that it's indeed very difficult to say no to if we recognize both what's at stake, but also what it could mean for the future mm-hmm. of our local church. And in order for it to be fully effective, it needs the participation of every member of the mystical body of Christ.
Correct.
Well, wow. Well, Jean, it's been great to chat with you over these few minutes about the Synod, and thank you for all your work. Thank you for your ongoing work in the Office of Marriage, Family, and Life as well. God bless you in that, and thanks for joining us on the program.
Oh, you're welcome, and God bless you too, Patrick. Have a great
day. Thank you. You too.
Bye.
All right, we're going to take our first break. When we come back, what one local clinic is doing to support both women and men who are facing a crisis pregnancy. Stay with us. We'll be right back.